December 20, 1912. Jesus gives everything he owns to one who lives in the divine will, so as not to deny anything to himself. There are no judgments for the soul who lives in his will. Rather, she has the right to judge. Difference between the divine will and his love. It seemed that during these past days my always adorable Jesus wanted to speak about his holy will. He came, said a few words and then went away. I remember that once he told me, "My daughter, I feel the obligation to give my virtues, my beauty, my strength to one who lives in my will, in a word, everything that I am. If I did not give it to her, I would deny it to myself." Another time, as I was reading about how terrible the judgment is, and remaining very saddened, my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, why do you want to sadden me? And I do not intend to sadden you, but myself." And he, "Don't you want to understand that displeasures, sadness, and anything else that a soul who does my will may suffer, fall upon me and I feel them as though they were mine? I can say to one who does my will, 'Laws are not for you. There are no judgments for you.' Rather, one who does my will, instead of being judged, acquires the right to judge others." Then he added, "The goodwill of the soul in doing good is power over my heart. This power exercises so much hold on me that, through its play, it forces me to give her whatever she wants." I was thinking, what does Jesus like the most, love or his will? And Jesus, "My will must come before everything. Look at yourself, you have a body and a soul. You are made of intelligence, flesh, bones, nerves. But you are not of cold marble. You also contain heat. Therefore, the soul, the intelligence, the body, the flesh, the bones and the nerves must be my will, and the heat you contain is love. Look at the flame, the fire, the flame, the fire, must be my will, while the heat produced by the flame and fire is love. Therefore, in all things, the substance must be my will, the effects, love. Both of them are so connected together that one cannot be without the other. So, the more substance of my will the soul contains, the more love she produces."